Und Simen Lama Gimel, Sif Hei. Im Nifsika Ha Ritzua. If the Ritzua Tor. That means we have a Ritzua and we'll elaborate as the Sif progresses. But a Tor. So now, Yesh Matirim Litpoil Mitzat Pnim. So others are Mata, if you could sew it from the inside. So here he has a picture, it's not what we're talking about. The Ritzua Tor, it's Mamish torn. So now, so there's the outside chelik, which is black. There's the inside chelik, which is not colored. So if he'll sew stitches from the inside, and that means when he's wearing the tefillin, it is not nikah, the tefillin, from the outside it looks like it's one whole Ritzua. So, it's permissible. Yesh matirim litpoil mitzad pnim. Now, let us just stop for 1 minute to understand the rest of the sif. This day you said that tfire is permissible. Through tfire, one can, if the Ritzua is torn, Tfira is good. Now, we have to be medayik to the Yukim from this day. Number one, he says Tfira is good. So that means only Tfira is good. But let's say he'll tie together the two pieces, he'll make a kesher, he'll tie together, it's no good. He specified Tfira is good. Number two, he did not specify where it was torn. He just said, if the Ritzua is torn, you can sew it together. So that means when I go away from this day, it is irrelevant where the tear is. And we'll understand this as the sif progresses. But Al Kaponim, these two diyukim we have from this day. Now, a second day. Ma shemakif mimeno ha-roish. The chelik that is makif the roish. That means, let's look at this picture over here. I have here the chelik which is makif the roish. There's a tear here. Here's a tear. A tor. So this chelik that's makiv the roish, number one, there's a tear there. Ubishel yad, and by the tefillin shel yad, kedei shetakif hazroya, likshir hatfile im hazroya, kedei shetimtach ad etzpa amtsois, v'yichach mimenu al oisei etzpa gimul kriches, V'yikshah ein lahem takone loy b'kshire v'loy b'tfira. Now, let us just say, first explain what the Mechaber is saying, and then we'll try to explain why he's saying this. By the Tefillin Shel Yad, we had learned the minimum shir of the tefillin shel yad, the minimum shear of the ritzua of the tefillin shel yad, is the ritzua, I should be able to be kosher the tefillin on the kibayris and the muscle, and the tefillin, the ritzua should be long enough to go to the middle etzba. I don't want to make the kriches, that is not the shear leikuve, but the shear leikuve is that after I'm kosher the tefillin and the kibayris and the muscle, I take the ritzua and I bring it down to the finger and I make three kriches on the finger. That is halachically the minimum shear of the ritzua shel yad. So now the Mechaber says something very interesting. He says as follows, that he tells us there are two cases where the shear is li'ikuvah. This shear I need. And he gives us two mishalim. By the tefillin shel Rosh, if the Ritzuah was cut by the tefillin shel Rosh, here's a cut, and the tefillin shel Rosh was cut, nothing helps. Tefillah won't help over there. By the tefillin shel Yad, if it was cut before I'm able, it was cut over here, let's say, and therefore I'm able to stretch the Ritzuah to the Etzbaim Tzoyis, then nothing helps. Forget about it. Tefillah doesn't help. So that's what the Mechaber said. That Tefillah helps, and the Mechaber did not go into cases. This Tefillah helps. If it was torn, you just sew it from the inner side. You shouldn't see the Tefillah. Tefillah helps. So the second day it says, no. He gives two cases where Tefillah won't help. One case Tefillah won't help is by the tefillin shel Rosh, if it was torn, the mokim, that's makif, the Rosh, so if it was torn there, Tefillah will never help. That's by the tefillin shel Rosh. Tefillin shel Yad, he gives a shear, there's a minimum shear of tefillin shel Yad, that it should go from the muscle to stretch out to the middle finger. If it tore there, so the yeshayim holds, forget about it. Tefillah doesn't help. Now let's go a little further. Ein lehem takone. It will not help. Loi bikshire, and that won't help. Loi betefillah, and sewing won't help. But that night, now he goes back to tefillin shel Yad. He says, you know, this is the minimum shear of tefillin, but you know, we have the ritzuah of the tefillin shel Yad, but we have longer ritzuahs because we're keirich around the zroya, we're keirich, which is also important. We're keirich. That B'chol Yisrein ha'oirech, shehu b'shvil shekoirech eretzua kamer pomim soviv hazroya. So that Yisrein ha'oirech, number one, u'b'shel roish mashetoloi mimeno. That means that he had the tefillin shel roish. And as soon as he had the tefillin shel roish, and it started coming out to retzuah, there's also halacha. We need the ritzuah to come out. And there was torn. Then he says, "Ein atfira vakshira poislimbo." Then you can make tfira and you can make kshira. So we have to understand. We have here a double machlokes. The first day I held, tfira helps all over. It's irrelevant where the cut was. If it could cut by the heker for Rosh, it could be cut by when he wants to be mahadik the shel Yad. Anywhere it's cut, tefillah helps. Because the first day he said yesh matirim litvah mitzatnim, and he did not specify any places where it doesn't help. So by not specifying, he's telling us tefillah always helps. But he says another thing. Kshira never helps. He just says tefillah helps, and kshira never helps. The second day, the yesh oimrim, the second day it says, I got news for you. Tefillah doesn't help in certain places. And he gives two mishalim. By the ritzuah, that by the hekif of Rosh, tefillah does not help, number one, around the hekif of Rosh. By the yad, from the ritzuah to the finger, there also tefillah doesn't help. But further than that, then tefillah and kshira helps. You don't need to have get tefillah. Yes, that means I want to make the ritzuah longer because I want to make the kairich over this way. Kshira and tefillah. So there's a double machlokes. That means he holds in certain places even kshira helps, which the Mechaber seems doesn't hold that. The Mechaber only says tefillah helps. And in certain places, a filatira doesn't help. So we hear for 2 days. Now, Ubishas, so now we have the Mechaber brings down 2 days. Ubishas adchak, yesh lismoich ala matirim, and we have a double machlokes, so we're going to be saying on the matirim bishas adchak, kedei shelo yisbato mi mitzvah tefillah. So that means as follows, it means we won't make a broch, we have a machlokes over here, so what's good for one is not good for the other. So Bishas HaTchak will tell you, put on the tefillah, whatever you can do, you do. Don't make a broche, Shvo Yisbapo Mi Mitzvah Tzul. That is more or less pshat in the Mechaber, but now we'll see the Mishnah Berurah will get perhaps a little clearer. Yesh Matirin. Now again, let's go back to the Mechaber. Yesh Matirin Litfer Mitzat Pnim. Others are matter that you could sew together the ritzua on the inside of the ritzua. And when they sew the ritzua, afilu b'soich ashir shemakif haroi shvaki b'eres. The Mechaber did not give us conditions where I can sew. You can sew the ritzua, period. So that means if it tore by the hekif harosh, it tore by the hiduk hayad, by the keshul shayad, the Torah can make the mechaba holds, you can sew it, and it's good. That's the sheet of the mechaba. Litfer. Now, he said, what is good? Tfire. So now you have to understand what he's saying. Davke tfire. Only sewing is good. Avok shire b'seich shir hanal l'kulal meposu min ha-tayre. Kshire will zikhe not help according to anybody. That means according to the second day, according to the first day, that kshire will not help in this area. Dechsiv ukshartem, v'doshu chazal kesher tam, dahainu oritzue shekoysher bo atfilin, teitamo ushleimo v'loi kishuro. That means the kesher that is used to be kesher the tefillin, and that means the kesher which is makiv the roish, the kesher which I'm mahadik to the kibayrus, to the muscle. This kesher should be without other ksharim. This should be a kesher shleim. That means so when I'm mekasher the tefillin to the roish, it should be a kshira tamo v'loy kshura. Shekoshu tateh shay tamo or shleima v'loy kshura. Period. So this is a dover muskim that kshira here and kshira here. Zikha doesn't help, but the first day is that tfira will help. Fine. Gama tfira. Now that the first day you hold that tfira helps, udafke begidim. It can only help begidim. V'loi b'chutim. It can only help begidim and not b'chutim. Kosav b'tshuvis d'var shmu, im nifsiko hama barto, what happens if the mabarto opened up? Here's the mabarto with the tour it goes through, and it opened up. So here, so the Dvar Shmuel says, Mutal L'Teischo, this everyone holds you're allowed to sow. There's no machlokes in this. That means the whole problem is the Ritzua that is kosher, the Shailas of Tfira will help over there. But the Mabarte that the Ritzua goes through and that opened up, no problem whatsoever. So there, Tfira was Zichel. Yeah, no chilek. The other Shorosh, the whole problem is in the Ritzua with which you make the Kshira. There is a machlokes. But the Mabarta, which the Ritzua goes through, you have a problem, you can throw it out. No problem. Now, let's go further. Now, Etzba. Now we're going on the second day. The second day says there's a certain area in the Ritzua that nothing helps. And now he starts explaining. By the tefillin shel yad, you have to have the retzua has to have a length from the mokim kshire till the middle etzba. You can make three kriches on the middle etzba. That has to be shalem. Their tefillin will not help. He says etzba. No, we skipped Mishabu Mitzat Pnim, Kedesh Layeminka Mibachutz Klau. There's another condition in this Tvira that when from the outside you should not see that it's so. The Koshkini Mokim Atvira Konus Usechem Abarta, the Shoyle Deyuzu. So he says, what happens if the Ritzue is in the Mabarte, so you can't see how it's sewn, and I can push it out, pull it out, that the Mabarte should cover it. So Tvira good. So there's an Indian that Tvira should not be seen. So I could cover it with the Mabarte. Now the second day holds the Ritzue from the Moki Makshire to the Etzba, Tvira doesn't help. Etzba, but Shalayma, Shetimtach of the tzue, you should stretch the tzue below kriches without making the krich on the zoye. The zel shir oirech of the tzue shoyad, but now the simach of zayin tzivches, patam behekel b'shalosh ayin b'darke Moshe. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is opening up a can of worms, which there's a difficulty to understand the second day. Now, let us elaborate. In Simen Chav Zayin, it gives a shear, a minimum shear of the Ritzui Shal Yad. The minimum shear of the Ritzui Shal Yad, I should be able to recurse it on my hand and then stretch it to the etzbam. So this is the minimum shear of the Ritzui Shal Yad. The minimum shear of the Ritzui Shal Rosh, I have to make a kesher, and it has to go down. It has to go down. How far to go down? But it has to go down. Some of you have a kesher over here without going down. That is not the minimum shear of Ritzui. Ritzui has to go down. Now, the second day is very interesting. Do you look at the minimum shear, or don't you look at the minimum shear? If you look at the minimum shear, so don't tell me after the kesher, I can tie it together, I can sew it together, but you don't have a shear to it. So you're telling me, it's gefällig, you don't need a shear to it. When it comes to tefillin shel yad, all of a sudden you start worried about a shear tzua. You know it's not enough. You make the kesher over here. You need a minimum shear tzua. So we have to understand the second day is not consistent. If you're concerned, you're telling me that tzira doesn't help in certain places. The mokim kshira, tzira doesn't help. That means that was makim derosh, kshaltam, nothing is going to help. So if you would tell me, by the tefillin shel yad, right over here, nothing will help, you're consistent. So you're telling me, b'mokim hakshire, nothing helps. But they say, no. It has to, a tour later, because you need the shir of the ritzua. Oh, very good. No, if you need the shir of the ritzua. So why are you telling me that by the shel rosh, by the Shel Rosh, as long as you have the kesher is gone, the rest of the Ritzua I can sew on. So the second day is very difficult to understand. Zok the Mishnah Berura Ayin B'Darkei Moshe. Darkei Moshe said, Amuyim D'Keteres. What did the Darkei Moshe say? The Darkei Moshe says as follows. This is 100% true. The minimum shear of the Ritzue of Shel Rosh is not only what's kosher the yad, what's kosher with makif the rosh, it has to go further down also. So, but even though this is the minimum shear, Here is good, clear is good, no problem. That means the whole problem is the mokem hakshire. That means I'm kosher the tefillin shel rosh with this kesher. This kesher has to be only one kesher. The kesher has to be kosher. Kshire tamo. There shouldn't be another kesher. That's what the mechaber says. But the etzim shir, what the ritzuas need, yesh gefelach. I can sew it. I can make a kesher. That's good. So now, by the tefillin shel yad. So why were you so frum all of a sudden and say, here tefira doesn't help, here kshira doesn't help? So the Darkei Moshe says, I'm more the kizach. The Malka Darkei Moshe says, you know, what's pshat in this shir? That you tie it over here, and then you schlep it to the etzba, and you tie it in the etzba. What's pshat in this? You know what pshat is? Because kol zman, the ritzua is not long enough to attach it to the etzba. I got news for you. You can't be kosher to the shell, to the yad. That means if you won't secure the kasher over here by tying it to the finger, I got news for you. You were kosher the tefillin shel yad, and I got news for you. 2 minutes later, it opens up. So the kshire of the tefillin shel yad is dependent if you can secure it on the finger. So the second day you hold, that's his sheet, it's not the double muskim. But the second day holds whatever is necessary for the kshira satvilin, that kshira and tfira doesn't help. You need a kshira tamo. So, and what is necessary in the kshira satvilin? What? So the kshira, but it has to go down. That means it is not kosher to the muscle. Kol zman, you didn't secure it by the finger. So this shir is necessary to the kshira satvilin. Whatever is necessary to the kshira satvilin, that kshira doesn't help, kshira doesn't help, you need kshira tamo. And that is why, so that's why by the shel rosh, as long as this is gantz, this is what's totally from the shel rosh, you need it. It's part of the ritzua. But it's not part of the kshira. If it's not part of the kshira, then there's no din of kshira tamo. So then you can sew it, you can make a knot. That is pshat in the second day. That's why the second day is consistent. The second day, but he's consistent that he holds whatever is necessary for the kshira, then tefira and kshira doesn't help. Whatever is not necessary for the kshira, I need it for the kshira to it. No problem. For the shir tzua, I can sew it. I can tie it. So that is the v'sharosh mashetolimene. Yeah, ain't tefirah kshir and pois limbo. Now, so now we know pshat in the first day and in the second day. Now, the machaber said as follows. V'sha'asat chak yesh lismoich ala matir kidei shlo yisbatu mimitzvah tfil. So the Chabad said, now we have it 2 days. We have it 2 days. And let us just think out loud for 1 minute. Be'emes in this al-chumre from each day. The first day it holds, kshira never helps. Kshira always helps. It can help the mokim kshira. Wherever you need it, it can help. Tefila always helps, and kshira never helps. So according to the first day, let's say, I have that gift, and the ritzuas are not hanging. So according to the first day, it's possible. You sew it, it's good. But if you can make a kesher, it's no good. According to the first day, kshira on the length of the ritzuas is no good according to the first day. According to the second day, and the length of the ritzua, after the shir of to the etzba, no problem, it's good. And kshire and the shel rosh is also good. So the second day you said a kulin. The second day you said a chumra also. The second day you said tefira won't help over here. The first day you said tefira will help. So now the mechaber says, so what should a person do if he doesn't have other tefillin? And let's say it was torn over here. It was torn on the top. According to the first day, No problem. Console it. According to the second day, it doesn't help. So what should one do in that case? Well, let's talk about a second case. Or he made a kshira after the shir kesha. He made a kshira. According to the second day, it will help. According to the first day, kshira never helps. So the mechaber says, Rabbi, said, we have a machlokes ha-poskim. I don't know how to paskin. I won't paskin. I won't tell you what to do. But on Kapon, let me tell you one thing. If a chas hat, you don't have an eitzah, put on the tefillin, please. You eat according to one day. Chas v'shalom, don't make a broche. But so that was what the mechaber ended. B'shas hat, yes, lismech ala metirim, if you ever amata, kedei, shloyiz batal, mi mitzvah tefillin. Put on the tefillin. Could be according to one sheet that you will eat. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Hainu, so what are the materials? Hainu, the muta afilu litva begidim besoy chashir shemaki v'rosh v'aki boiris. That's one cooler you can do. V'chutz l'shir hazeh, muta afilu likshir. Now, we say on the second day, likshir, v'chos ken litva b'chutim. Avu b'chol zeh, en yochel levor yichaleim. Don't make a broche. Ki meikir adin, tzorich lahachme, you have to be mafke ha-shoyme, desavet teire l'chumre, achdei shelo yevato legamri as ha-mitzve, yelichim at sheyim ta-acher. Fine. Now, it is very, very interesting. The Mechaber brought down two days in this shaila. He brought down one day that said that tefillah always helps. There's a second day that says that. The mocking kshira tefillah doesn't help. Shloibah mocking kshira, for the kshira helps. There's a third day which the mechaber bechlal did not mention at all. That holds that tefillah and kshira never help by anything. So therefore, if I have, let's say, the tefillah and shalosh, and I'm missing a tefillah here, just cut right over here. I want to sew it together. I want to tie it together. There's a third day, a Sefer HaTchum, that holds it doesn't help, period. And somehow, the Mechaber did not bring it down, which is a kasha. But Al Kaponim, there is such a day that holds that it doesn't help. So now we'll understand a little further. The Ayin B'Taz Shepoisik, now the Taz says, the Gam B'Ritzui Shaloish, Ein yochel avoy chalat shehiya ratzua shereimin adatabo osmer ladachosa shleima belik shira otvira. Tata says, he doesn't know, the Mechaber just brought down 2 days. He knows there's a third day, there's a sefer trumas that said nothing helps. There's a shir. There's a shir, and that shir cannot be nishlam otvira or kshira. That's what the sefer trumas holds. So the Taz says, I'll tell you, you can't make a broche till that means as long as you have a minimum shear of the Ritzue by the Shalosh here, it's still the tabu of the right side, the left side is still the chest. Al Kaponim, that's what the Taz holds. The Taz is not like, you can't make a broche till then. That's the Taz. I'm the Taz Shabbat Shigam Lutzu Shalosh and Yochel Abarachala Ad Shiyer Lutzu Shonin Ad Atabur Smel Ad Achaz Shleima Balik Shiyer Atfir. So that's the Taz. Avo B'Seifel El Yorabe Yechiel Aloche Nadis El Yorabe Yes, a new Hacha The Bein B'Shal Rosh U Bein B'Shal Yad לבד מה שיש בסייך השיר שמקיף הראש והקיברס, יוכל לטופוי אף שלוי בשעס הדחק ולבורך עליהם. Now, the Rabbi says, a fourth sheeta, and the Rabbi is meiko, that means the Rabbi said like this, במוקים קשירו, תפירה doesn't help. Where's Kshira over here? Where's Kshira over here? That's Mokim Kshira, forget about it. Then Ramach Matfira doesn't help. Further than the Mokim Kshira, that means the Ritzua after the Mokim Kshira. It doesn't hold like the second day that it's also called Mokim Kshira. No, Mokim Kshira is here. further than Mokim Kshira, further than the Mokim Kshira and the Rosh, and these are the Ritzuis that go out from both sides of the Kesher, L'aloch the main B'sholosh B'Shveishiyat, Levad Mashi Yesh Pesach Hashir Shemaki B'Rosh V'Kibos, besides the Mokim Kshira, Yochel L'Tofchoy, Ach Sheloi B'Shas Hadchak, L'Moy Chalei, Ach Sheyizoyer, Litfer Mitzad Pnim, Shleimin Keratzirus Mibachutz, Imamin Kelei Odef Mikesha, V'Gam Shiyu Begidim, Avo Bachutim, Ekshira Ofer, Avo B'Shalosh, So that means it's very interesting. We have here a machabel, and then the Mishnah Berurah says we don't pass them like the machabel. We don't pass them. We have an earlier rabbi, and this all is based on different shittas in Rishonim and how to be machia. And so the rabbi, it seems, and he brings down Roy Vachonim holds like that la locha be paskin. The paskin that by the mokim hakesher shel rosh, the mokim hakesher shel yad, nothing helps. Tefillah doesn't help. And afterwards, you need tefillah, but tefillah will help afterwards. So yeah, in mikol mokim. So now the Mishnah Berurah says, "Im yochel lahasig ritzui shleime, bevadei nochin lahachmel lechatchila kehatar." Now I just mentioned the Taz paskut la'aloche, not like anybody. He says you need the shir ritzue. The shir ritzue is the by the shalosh. It's to the tabo. The night blessed is because the shir. On the last week, but if it's the most that one who's a cold, a great name, and a man, the most.